Hey guys, welcome back to Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Jacob.
I'm Zach.
I'm just gonna warn you guys from the top. This is quite the tangent of an episode. But we're finally back. We're talking about some stuff. Zach shares some news about his Subaru to start it off. We go over a multi-million dollar heist involving exhaust parts on vehicles in Philly. We read some reviews on the company too, which is kind of fun.
That was fun.
Then we go over the history of the Goodwood Festival of Speed. Thanks for watching.
I want to start right off the bat with something because somebody sent us. Have you seen the video that somebody's? Okay, someone sent this in to us.
Okay. I'm reading the beginning of the title.
Yeah, no, not that.
Oh, okay.
No, someone sent this in because I saved it here.
Okay.
He owns Subaru as well. We both own Subarus.
Okay.
And he wanted us to review a sound that it was making.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's up, guys? Third Pedal Podcast. Guys, I bought this Subaru like what Zach has. And I was wondering if you could tell me maybe what this sound is that it's making. I can tell it's kind of like knocking.
Put it outside so you can hear it better.
Yeah, so please help.
Any idea what that is?
Uh-uh. What is it?
I'm actually asking. Oh. I don't know. Yesterday, my car started knocking.
Is that actually knocking?
Yeah.
Really?
Could you hear it? I thought my videoing was creative.
Oh, God. I thought it was you. I thought it was going to be a joke. So you're saying your car is actually
making
it?
No, it's actually making noise. Let's get put in here.
Are you confirmed that that's actually knocking?
It's something. It's not knocking.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear my other way I was going to intro the podcast?
Yes.
Give you guys a little view behind the curtain.
We should probably talk about that more, though. You think your engine's actually knocking?
Mm-hmm.
We should
definitely go look at that later.
We should definitely go look
first,
at that
later. I wanted to do this intro.
I thought that was going to go somewhere else.
For the love of the game.
Oh, my gosh. I totaled my Subaru for you guys.
So I've been, I've had
to give
for,
you a little bit of peace of mind. Sometimes mine makes like some weird, like a chatter or valve sound or something.
It's
like,
not all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is all the time at a certain throttle point. Hmm. It's not when there's no throttle. It's not when I'm pushing the throttle, but it's like when you're just touching.
Have you checked like your oil and all that other stuff? Mm. That'd be interesting to see.
This was like a yesterday morning phenomenon.
Thanks.
Like, yesterday morning, and then I haven't driven it since. And I started it this morning so I could record that. So that I could show it to you just now. So we can do that. That'd be a great start.
Yeah, we should check that out.
Yeah, we should go look at it for sure before we go anywhere.
Like, that looks a lot like your Subaru. Yeah, I was like shocked. I'm like, did somebody really send us a video? Like, wanted to get your idea. Yeah. We're not qualified.
Like,
that
sounds a lot like Zach. Tried to mask my voice. It didn't work too good. I was going to say, I have a joke to start the episode off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My Subaru engine. Can you look at this video for me? So I have a few ideas. Worst case scenario. I've had it for like, 3 weeks now. I'm finally comfortable redlining it. So I maybe broke something. That's my worst case scenario.
Yeah.
My best case scenario is that I've been running it on 87 and it might just not like that.
Okay. Why are you running on 87?
Because it's cheaper. I looked it up and Subaru's manual says that it will not do damage.
Okay.
I don't really love that verbiage.
Yeah.
They're like, it won't do damage. That doesn't say it prefers 91, but it supposedly won't do damage at with just the ads pop.
What
up.
The frick?
I just saw him slide.
Like, that was distracting.
Dude, that gave me such like old internet flashbacks,
yes,
right? Of
yes.
Like the ad pops up and it's like, whoa.
It's so funny on like car forums too, because it's like, yeah, chill. I was just trying to find.
I didn't look it up much either. Yeah.
Could be throw out bearing.
That's good. That's easy to change, right?
I mean, it's not that hard to change.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing is with this car is I'm going to be doing it all.
Yep.
So that's the plan anyways. I mean, we'll see. It might be I might get into there and be like, yeah, I'm going
to
have.
We'll have to look in that.
It's a problem when you have, I have like really good shop contacts.
Yeah.
So that makes it such a dumb complaint. But it's also I know someone who can have it done for me in like a day professionally,
yeah.
And then it'll be back and it'll be
perfect
and I won't have broken knuckles or lost 10 mils.
Yep.
So, which speaking of lost 10 mils,
okay.
If you guys are on the Third Pedal crew page, you would have already seen this, the Facebook group, go join Third Pedal podcast crew on Facebook. But I post this video about the 10 millimeter Did you see this yet?
No.
Where's my volume?
I love when they overlay this video.
Such a good edit. Such a good green screen. That's so, so yeah, funny. I wouldn't have any of that. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll go look at it.
We'll definitely check that out.
See
this is really good.
What's
open.
Going on with that?
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's what's going on in my world of Subaru-skis.
Wow.
Just a little knock knocking. So exciting. I guess I've got like a quarter tank I think left of the 87. It's only been two tanks 87. I was doing 91 for a while, and then I was like, let's just see how it does, because I looked it up and it said it wouldn't be a problem. So I was like, let's just try it, and it was fine. And then that. So it's possible it's just that thing. Cause it, because what could that be? Early detonation causing a knock or something? Only at very low throttle.
That would be weird, like that though. I think you mostly just get misfires if that's the thing.
Oh,
like a code kind of a thing. Mm. It's not throwing an engine code, is it? That's weird.
Which is almost more concerning.
Yeah.
Right. When there's no code.
Yeah. Because yeah, if it's,
the engine's like, I don't know either.
Does
I'm just
it always
tear myself
do that?
Apart.
Or does that go away? Because
that
kind of.
That's the only time I've started it since yesterday when it started doing it.
Does is
it was
yours
like 2 hours ago?
Do they still have timing belts or are they timing chain engines? Because I want, I don't know. It sort of sounds like the sound of.
I
like
just
a,
learned what the engine code was today, or whatever it was, like a couple days ago. FA20. FA20 is what this one is.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it is a 2 liter? Is that 2.5?
Yep.
Oh, so they kept. I thought they switched to 2.5 overall.
For the SDI, I think it's 2.5.
Yeah, SDIs are 2.5. Because it sort of sounds like when the chain tensioners start going out and there's a little bit of chatter. Kind
oh,
of thing.
It could
it
be that.
Sort of sounds like that. But I think yours is still a belt engine. I don't think they use chains.
I think that it is. I have thought that it is until this conversation, only because I asked the guy that I bought it from when he changed the belt, and he said that he had changed the belt.
Oh,
recently.
Then it's probably they must still be belt engines. Yeah, I don't know. We'll check.
I've looked into the engine bay, I think, once.
Yeah, it's not exciting in there.
Just a lot of plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah. I was looking at like because I had the Audi's engine cover off
mm-hmm.
for like the whole time,
mm-hmm.
the whole last year
yeah.
or whatever, anyways.
Yeah.
And I obviously buttoned it all back up when I sold it, but I was like, can I take that stuff? But it looks like the plastic all kind of routes the air to the intercooler.
Mm. Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyways,
weird.
We'll look at it.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
That's no fun.
Yeah. So, but might be my first like project with it, which is like good timing because I'm actually looking for tips on this too. So guys, send me stuff. But I'm reorganizing my entire garage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
And making
yeah.
that third bay like the maintenance and cleaning bay,
yeah.
basically, which I'm yeah. super excited for.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Because it's a kind of a bummer to like work on stuff when it's like your regular parking spot too.
Yeah.
So then like you work on stuff and then your other car's got to be outside.
Yep.
And like you yep. just have parts and yep. oil and stuff, whatever, yep. everywhere. And never, at least for me, it like never really gets cleaned up good
right.
because it's like, well, not, all right, it works again. Now I'm driving. And
right.
like you just going on with normal life and stuff.
Yeah.
So if anybody has like organizing tips or like specific products and stuff that they really like, which, dude, this entire episode can just be a tangent of mine if that's okay with you. Because I have like everything I'm saying, I'm having like the next thought.
It's been a minute since we recorded, so you're all stocked up.
Yes. So
that's okay.
I'll finish this next one and then
yeah,
we'll continue
no,
with the show. I got asked for a couple people have asked me just for products. Like, hey, what kind of cleaning product do you use? Mm. Like what kind of this do you
oh,
use
yeah.
and stuff? And then another person asked me a different way. He asked, like, hey, can you send me your what's it called? Link. Or whatever, Amazon link or something
oh,
link
yeah.
for like the products that you guys recommend.
Oh.
So I'd rather buy them through you and you guys get a few bucks
cool.
or whatever.
Hey, we
and I was
put
like,
together what we normally use.
That's a really good idea that we have not thought about
thanks.
At all yet. Thank you, Jake. Also, Jake.
Jacob. Oh,
yeah. Asked me that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah
what
anyways,
is your,
I think that should be
what is
cool
your go-to?
Use.
We could talk
well,
about it.
I don't have leather seats anymore. So my, but my favorite leather seat cleaner for the Audi was the Chemical Guys one.
Mm.
So I have the Audi Care
okay.
leather cleaner too.
Yeah.
And then I had the Chemical Guys one. I don't know why, what kind of stuff they put in it. It's a really cool, like, cowboy-looking bottle.
So I got
oh, you're looking at me. I was like, that's not the bottle.
No, I was trying to find the one that I... So I have one that I will never, ever use another one, ever, for,
really?
Like, leather conditioning stuff.
Wait, tell me why. Give me your top 3 points why you like it.
Because it smells great.
Okay, that's the same
that's
one.
The only
I don't care about anything
that's
else.
The only
it smells
reason.
So good. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe they're all
I
same.
I would wear it as cologne.
Dude,
it smells
same.
So good.
I might still use it.
It's a. It's
like,
some
how does your car smell
one.
Like this? You
yeah.
don't have
all the
seats
time.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
just
it's just like, where's the air freshener that you use? Yeah, it's this one. It's like a beeswax thing. And I thought it might not be Armor All. I can't remember what brand it is. So I don't want to post or anything with it until I know. But it's, yeah, it's some, it's like some beeswax thing. And whatever, but it like it's like very syrupy kind of, but like it smells so good. It cleans really good and it seems to protect really well. Like I always get compliments on like how does your car stay clean so long kind of a thing from the inside of it, because the seats just always look nice. But it doesn't give them like the weird like slippery thing.
Yeah, they're
it
not supposed to be shiny. That was like an interesting
Like they're just supposed to be like soft, especially the Audi stuff, because it's like real leather. So like it's supposed to just, but it does good on pleather too. And
yeah,
I
like if you have real leather seats and you're, whatever you're using to clean them makes them like glossy, you're not doing good for the leather. Like you're just that's basically just build up on top of the leather.
Yeah.
Where this stuff, like the stuff that you're supposed to use will like condition it and like, I don't know if it works its way in or whatever, but it looks matte.
Yeah.
But just soft.
Yeah. It's like applying moisturizer. Delicious. Really? Like it's just so that. Good. Yeah. Oh, it smells so good. And then I use it that, because I used to use like Armor All or
We should figure out what yours is and then we'll figure out, we'll go smell mine. I could go grab it. When I take 30 seconds to grab it,
smell the
quick,
inside of my car.
I just go grab it real quick. I know exactly where it is. Well, I just clean everything.
Let's wait. Let's shoot something else.
I think a live smell test would be pretty fun.
I don't have mine though.
So mine smells better anyways.
That's not true.
Okay.
We should shoot a whole, we'll do something on detailing cars.
But so, yeah, we should do a products thing, a page, products page.
Because then I used to do, because then I read some whole thing about like using just like interior detailer or stuff like that is not great. Like that can lead to your dash cracking and it can lead to all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So I started using, I use the leather detailer on everything in the interior.
Oh,
like,
really?
I use it on the seats, the dash, the door cards, like
it
doesn't everything.
It does say greasy on the plastics?
No, it looks great. I mean, I don't know how much like on the, so on the plastic, like the wood trim and the carbon fiber and stuff, that I'll wipe it off of, and then I use like a separate cloth because it kind of hazes, and then shine it up. So it doesn't do great on that, but like on the whole dashboard and everything else, I use it on everything, but especially the steering wheel. But everything smells awesome.
Have you seen my steering wheel?
No.
My Subaru? It was already bad, but it's flaking off. Like,
oh no.
The leather is just like, it just like comes apart.
It's because you're using the wrong detailer, my friend.
I haven't used any of it. Now I'm going to have to.
So then what do you do for the outside of your car? Because I just started a new way to clean it.
I don't have any preferred products for the outside of my car, honestly. Okay. For the Audi, I never really... I washed
you just
it all
did
the time.
Car wash subscription stuff, right?
Yeah.
So then you did.
I just did
always
touchless
touch
washes.
Free.
Always touch free.
Bro.
Oh man, I have another. I'm gonna hold that's
okay.
That one. Hold
so
that one.
The recent thing I started doing. So I have the pressure washers. I'll do like the stereotype, like the foam cannon and all that.
Yep.
The other night, so I got this new spray because I'd always like do that. I'd wash it. I have really hard water at my house, so you do that. You try to dry it off as quick as you can. Then you got water spots, and then I'd use like a ceramic post wash detailer, which I don't know how much I believe the whole ceramic side of it, whatever.
Yeah, no, I feel like,
but like
it's just wax, bro.
Yeah. And it would be sometimes quick wax, sometimes real wax.
Yeah,
but like it would always be wash the car, dry the car, spray this stuff on, and then go around each body panel and, you know, wipe it off and clean it. So this last time, I had gotten this new spray. It was on sale, and it was a spray while it's wet, and then so like you wash the car, and then while it's wet, you spray this on each panel and dry it with this, and then it creates a coating.
Interesting.
On it. And it's also a ceramic one, and so I've seen those before, and I was like, oh, I'll try it. So it was interesting because this last time I like wanted to wash the car before, I forget why, we were leaving somewhere, and so I was going to do it the night before. I think I had a car show the next day, and I washed the car just using the two bucket method. So I did it like with a hose, two bucket, and then sprayed this stuff on and dried it off. It was also the first time I did it not directly in the sun. Like you're
that
not supposed
helps.
To do. It was awesome. And like the cars have stayed, I was like a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, and like they've stayed great, and it's rained on them and it beads right off.
Oh, that's so nice.
So it did really
There's nothing
so,
more satisfying than that when you like clean and wax your car and stuff and then it rains and it's like, or you're driving and you don't have to use your windshield wipers.
Just like beating off.
But,
so that I was like really, I didn't really believe that it was going to be that good, but it did really, really good. And then when I did the same, we have the Audi listed. And when I was cleaning that, I like sprayed it with this and washed it off. I was like, this has never looked this clean before. So
I think I want to keep it now.
Yeah,
you'll have to let me know what that stuff is too. But yeah, we'll come up with a link. We'll post it wherever.
Yeah, we'll put a
link.
And then same stuff. Like, we should just post a prompt in the page and see what everybody else is using too. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if everybody else uses something else.
Products,
I'm down. The only thing that I will never change on is my interior spray. No, but the Mother's Mag Polish. It's like the best aluminum polish ever.
It's what
I used to use on the Porsche cookie cutters.
Yeah,
it would shine them right up. But like I've used that on so many different weird, like just as like a lubricant for, like you use Scotch pads, like the green pads to polish stainless steel.
Yeah,
which I didn't realize, but apparently, but like the exhaust on the
Makes
BMW
sense.
Bike was like really like kind of pitted and corroded or whatever looking, but you use a little bit of Mother's polish and then the Scotch-Brite and you like go with the grain of the stainless and it's like instantly back to mirror finish. It was very, very weird, but the Mother stuff is just, it's not very intrusive, but it shines metal so well. Like
That's
I've
awesome.
Always used that stuff. I've had like other chrome polish.
I bet
and stuff
exhaust
like that,
tips and stuff that would do really well. Cause I got to do that in my car too.
Yeah, it works awesome. Like the whole, the Cobb system on the WRX, like I shined that thing back up to a mirror finish and it was so like, Like, it just looked matte before. I didn't think it was mirror. I was like, oh, I'll clean it. And then I just did one section, and then I saw myself, and I'm like,
that's where three out of the four exhaust tips of mine are at right now, because I took like 15 minutes and did one of them with just like a Scotch pad and like a, it's probably a wheel cleaner. Yeah. So just whatever cleaner I had out there. Took forever. Yeah. I'm going to try some of that. I need like a, is that technically like a buffing compound or cutting compound or something like that?
It's a polishing compound. Yeah. Polishing. Okay. So it's what people would use to do like, I mean, it's meant for like the mag wheels and aluminum wheels and stuff like that. It's meant for that to polish them. So it works really well with a buffing disc. Like I used it when I did the Volkswagen wheels that I polished the face of. Yeah. That's what I used. And then use wool pads. I didn't have a polisher, but I had an ankle grinder with wool pads and just chewed through them. But like you got it close and then you use that just like 12,000 RPM.
just rip it down.
Looked great after. But yeah, that's the only one that I will, that if you guys have not used, definitely.
I'm going to have to try that.
Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome stuff. I just bought a new can of it because I finally ran out, but it's great. But anyway, there's our, you said you had one more tangent. We'll get into stuff.
Yeah, it was fine. We didn't have to go through it. I just like remembered it while we were talking about always using touch less. Yeah. And there was a, I just saw a company that had started, I forget where they are, so I don't have all the details. So that's, you know, but they're a like guaranteed scratch free touch car wash. Super interesting. So like there, it was a advertisement video of them. And they brought like a new G-Wagon G63, whatever through it. And it just looked brutal. Just seeing the G-Wagon go through and it's just like, you know, the things I'm like scratch. Yeah. And I think what they could have done to like prove the point thing is have like a light tunnel at the end, you know, and then like drive through it up close and you can see that, because like it still looks clean even if you have micro scratches. Like the car looks great, especially the products they spray like at the end with like the waxes and stuff sort of fills it all in, but then like once the stuff degrades and you start seeing like the scratches when a car looks really dry, you know, and like you see all like the swirls and stuff like that. So
that's what they should have done.
Not gonna doubt them, but
they should have taped like a section off and then gone through the wash and then pulled it off and then like under a detailing light shown like where the line was or whatever.
Yeah.
Where the line wasn't.
And then
hopefully.
It's just like one square of clean car and then scratches and everything. But it was a very like we have PDQ, a lot of those here. Do you guys have those?
Yeah.
Where they're like, you just give them your car and then they take it through.
Weird, like, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have like a full service one. So they'll like, I'm pretty sure you just drive up and then they have like a little trash can. So like any loose trash you just toss out. Oh. So because they don't remove anything. So like because they don't want to throw away your stuff. Yeah. So you throw any trash you want out. And then and I think you just give them the keys. I've only gone once, but you just give them the keys and then they have like a little lobby inside. So what's cool about this is like a luxury like lobby and then like a bar and stuff.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
That was a little bit weird for a car wash. Like, hey, why don't you have a few shots and then your car will be ready.
Right.
But so that's what this one, that's keys. What mine is. I've only gone to it once, but it's pretty cool. But you just give them the keys and then they take it through. I think it's just a drive through
interesting
touchless wash. Wow. And then they vacuum the interior, they pull all the rugs out and they like scrub them and clean them and then dry them. Wow. And then they wipe down the whole interior after it's vacuumed and stuff.
Wow.
It's a nice, like, it's like a okay.
Yeah.
Like it's a good basic clean. Yeah. If you like detail your own car, you'll be like, not really for me. Yeah. But it's kind of nice. They clean the glass on the inside. They clean like if you want like a quicker one. It's pretty good. Should we get into some stuff?
We could.
This is like...
Do we have more tangents?
I have another podcast I listen to that's so similar to this, and I know to always skip to 5 minutes. And then they start talking about stuff. I like it, but it's like, all right. Sometimes I want news.
That's like somewhere
news.
It's like they're just saying all their comedy dates up front. And do we want to do my thing first or your thing first?
I don't know. What's your thing?
I've got a racing thing that starts with a crash.
Go. That sounds fun.
So, have you heard of the Goodwood Festival of Speed?
I recognize the name, but I can't say that I'm super familiar with it.
So it's weird. I've never known like what the deal is with it. I just learned it, and frankly I'll learn it along with everybody as I read it right now because I was a little curious.
Great.
But a headline caught my eye. The new Hyundai.
So great, the GIF immediately. Yeah. As soon as you open it.
So the Hyundai, this is sad because they're doing really cool stuff with they had their whatever, it's the Envision 74 or whatever. Yep. That's like probably the coolest new car ever. And so this is the car that was in the video with that car that apparently at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, it crashed hard 30 seconds into the race.
Oh,
I don't know what happened. I don't know if he lost traction or something.
That looks like an understeer situation.
Yeah, there's actually, let me find, I have the whole video of it. Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Like, here, let me go. Big screen.
It looks so much like a Lamborghini Urus.
I mean, when it's 14 pixels angle. Like this.
Yeah, that helps.
I don't know why it won't load. But yeah, apparently, very shortly into the race, 22 It just
looks less like it.
Just straight into the hay bales. I just lost it.
My goodness.
I don't know what this sound is. It's very weird. So yeah, like
the videographer's not paying attention.
Clearly something happened.
That looks like understeer.
It just went. It looks like the brakes failed. Honestly,
oh,
I don't know if they said
that's more likely. Because yeah, it doesn't seem like it slows down at all.
Yeah, somehow
which would make sense for a race situation if they're like trying to really hammer that turn.
Right,
it's 30 seconds in.
Right,
but and then they get understeer or whatever. But
yeah, it says because the sole camera recording, the corner is zoomed in for a detail shot. It's unclear how exactly the driver missed the corner. No matter the reason, the car failed significantly slow before it was essentially head-on collision with the hay bales. It was live streamed, whatever. So bummer,
because
they were debuting this thing. They also debuted the debut. I'm saying that word wrong.
No, I think that's right. Debuted.
Felt weird. They were announcing. I'm not going to say the word anymore. The Ioniq.
They debuted it.
Yeah, it was the Ioniq 6N. They just announced it's like an electric N.
I don't think I've seen that. Ioniq 6N. Okay. The Ioniq is top five coolest electric cars of like the newest electric cars.
The
Ioniq cool. stuff is
very
super cool.
Cool. So yeah, they got this thing coming out. So that was part of this announcement. This happened. Bummer.
Those are the ones we got to kind of hang out with in Chicago, right? At the Chicago Auto Show.
Yeah. Didn't have that one there.
Not
but
the
they,
N.
Yeah. They had, yeah, but the other Ioniqs is what we rode in when he like, we got him to break the rules a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was telling us all about him. Yeah. Super
that was cool.
Guy. But yeah, so that happened this year. Apparently, it's the 30th anniversary year of this. But I was curious because this is the one you've always seen. Like Ken Block has driven this. Mm-hmm. Mad Mike has driven it with his whatever it is, four rotor something that he's just got rotary engines and everything.
Yep.
But I've seen like all these iconic drivers do it. You've seen it with like every new concept, anything like Aston Martins and all this and open wheel stuff, all this. So, I never knew the history of it or anything. So it's over in Sussex, England. It's at the Goodwood House, which apparently is some like huge estate. There's a Goodwood, what's it called? There's like a racetrack there too. So the Goodwood circuit is also on the grounds, I guess. So apparently this was started only in 1993. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh.
And apparently Lord March wanted to bring motor racing back to the Goodwood estate. Cause I don't know if they do stuff on the circuit anymore or what the deal was.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially like he wanted to host something at the circuit that was there and that didn't get approved. So they do it on the driveway to the thing. So it's like, it's the road to the estate. So it like ends at the house.
That's hilarious.
And they just race up. So it's this course. It's technically a hill climb event.
Mm.
It's not very far. I don't think, what does it say in here? Yeah. 1.16 miles, nine turns.
It's a long driveway.
Yeah. Right. Not far for a track, very far for a driveway. But like they've had everything here. Like Le Mans cars have come here, like rally cars. Ken Block did it in the Hoonicorn. Like they've done everything has come up this track.
I would love to do the middle class version of this.
That'd be really funny. The bottom of the driving.
All these supercars and the crash would just be going through the back of my garage into the backyard.
That would be hilarious.
Like,
the suburbia
the
version.
Midwest.
So there's like a few different, there's a bunch of different classes that I didn't know. So there's like the hill climb class, which is what it's most known for. The record time was set in 2022. In an electric car, 39 seconds, which that's crazy if you think about it.
Oh, so this guy was almost done with the race then if he was 30 seconds in.
Well, I don't think that's the normal time. Normally this takes like longer. And sometimes like
it can't take more than a minute.
Have you not seen videos of this?
It can't be more than like a minute long race though, right? If they're race cars and it's only a mile.
Not everybody's going crazy though.
Wait, so it's not like, oh, you have to be class GT3 cup or whatever.
No.
Wait, how do we do this then? Can we do this?
I wonder. That's what I was curious is, like, I don't know how you get picked to do this.
Oh. That is a very expensive car to be.
He waves. I'm good.
Boop. You're very good. Okay.
Boop self. Like, this is the day, too. So it's just like, dude. Apparently, this is all. Wow, a lot of Ferraris. So it's like,
it's like when you invite your friends over and you say be quiet because your parents are sleeping. This is how they come into your driveway.
Yes.
Guaranteed the mail carrier hates this person's house.
Oh, yeah. Or they love it. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, it's this festival. They just have all these different cars that come rip up the thing. But apparently, what I thought was kind of interesting.
That would be a great advertisement for like a sport version of a basic car. Yeah. It's like the mail carrier, like Uber Eats driver or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever, for like, because every moment of life can be exciting or something, you know. That'd be such
cool.
A good ad.
That would be
like,
really cool.
Up the Goodwood driveway, and then they're just delivering like the right. food or packs right, or right, whatever, and, right. then, and then back down.
Right. So they've got the hill climb event. There used to be a soapbox challenge from 2000 to 2004. So it was a downhill race for gravity powered cars. So like
gravity powered yeah, is such a funny
which is
term.
A great way to say that. So there's that whole thing. There's a forest rally stage from 2005 to present. There's been demonstrations of rally cars at the top of the hill, apparently. There's a super paddock since 2000 for its road-going supercars. So that must have wow. been all the stuff that we've seen. There's the arena. It's new for 2019, and it showcases drifting and stunt driving. So that must be how Ken Block has done it and all that kind of stuff. The Future Lab, Future Science and Technology Pavilion at the Festival of Speed since 2017. Seven major global reveals have debuted as part of the exhibition, which I think one of them was that they have a couple listed in here. They had the Aston Martin electric thing was like debuted here, I think. Don't know how to say that.
Cartier
style. It looks, which is whatever luxury stuff. Moving
That's
motor
very
show.
Pinky out of them.
Other popular attractions have been the wacky races cars. No, I don't know what that is. There's air shows. We probably fit in other.
I think
we could get another.
We could get into the other class.
So yeah, so they got all this stuff, but it was just funny because it literally started because he's like, I'm gonna bring motorsports back. Like you can't do it at the track. And he's like, let's just race up to the house. And then they literally like moved the sheep off the property.
Yeah.
And added some hay bales and stuff. And then they've just been doing it for the past 30 years, which is
That's
really cool.
That's so cool.
But yeah, apparently, so a lot of brands use it as like their opportunity to announce stuff. There's like there's spectators. The first time they did it, I guess 30,000 people showed up to like come and watch this thing happen and line
wow.
the whole thing. So now it's a whole thing. There's like grandstands. There's yeah. the whole deal. It's a whole event. And then I think they have like an organized car show kind of afterwards with everything
Makes sense.
Out there to see.
I saw one of them. They did like a parade car yep. show, like yep. a moving car show yep. type of thing. That's yep. pretty cool.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to get there somehow.
Yeah. We got to get to do that. And then I want to buy a property that we can do that at. Cause that would be so sick. Just be like, yeah, we just host
right?
the
American
Goodwood
Festival.
We
got to
figure out a new name. Goodwood yeah. is recognizable, but
Greatwood.
Bestwood.
Bestwood.
Greatwood would probably be the way to do it. The Greatwood, and it's because it's American.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that'd be pretty
Great
sweet.
Steel.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really fun.
Like, it's my property.
That'll be when we have the Third Pedal Podcast Studios. It'll have a
yeah.
winding driveway.
Yeah, right. It's a mile driveway to get to the studio. Like, I'm almost there. I'll be there in 39 seconds if I can beat the first guy who did it faster.
So anyway, yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's awesome.
There's your really brief history of the Goodwood Festival of Speed. But,
That's
but yeah,
super cool.
Apparently, you know, it doesn't seem like... Because I mean, there's not like a lot of like England, like, I mean, there are like England sports car companies and stuff, but they're not like, I wouldn't say they're super known for it. Like, you always think of like German automobiles.
Isn't Bugatti from?
I don't know. No, they're French.
Oh.
Yeah, they're from France. I think, right. I mean,
Sorry,
there's
Bugatti.
There's like MG and there's, you know, those companies yeah. are all.
Isn't there like McLaren?
I don't know.
Yeah, McLaren.
I mean,
you made a statement.
Feels like it's not.
McLaren is. McLaren is like UK based, isn't it?
Automakers based in England. Spelled it wrong. Yeah, Aston Martin. Bentley is too. Jaguar, Land Rover, Lotus. Oh, it is McLaren. You're right.
Yeah, McLaren. Mini.
Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
so like all the weird.
If half of that list though is owned by Volkswagen.
Right. Well, and they're kind of like,
so,
apart from McLaren.
Morgan. There we go.
Boom. Apart from McLaren, I'd say there are a lot of like niche car companies kind of. So like I don't really think of them of having like some big like automotive cool event thing like that necessarily.
Right.
You
yeah,
think
those
of like
are
Germany
like,
and stuff like that, like those, the Nürburgring and all that.
Yeah.
And,
those
so
are definitely side
cool.
skirts brands.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not Ferrari, Lamborghini.
They're all boutique
and,
cars.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they have this thing, which is neat.
Yeah.
And like it attracts, I mean, to think of the logistics too of bringing like this new Hyundai N that had to come from Korea from their facilities and get transported. And then you've got like Ken Block's cars. So they're bringing Hoonigan stuff from California all the way over.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, which is cool. It's cool that they all congregate there. But anyway,
I didn't think about that. We'd have to fly our cars there.
Yeah.
It would probably make more sense to just buy cars there.
It'd be a great video.
That would be. It's like the amazing race.
Buy some merch, guys.
Buy some merch. We're going to Goodwood. We're going to buy cars there.
So we've got a few months.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we'll figure it out.
We can make that happen.
It'd be fine.
Yeah, year-ish.
It'd be fine.
Year-ish.
It'd be totally fine. Cool. So anyway, there you go. But I hear you have a crazier.
Okay, it's less exciting, but super interesting. Because this is close to home ish. Have you ever had a catalytic converter stolen?
Nope.
I've stolen them myself.
I mean,
well, hold on.
Let's pause that.
I've had a lot of them stolen, actually. It's bizarre.
Yeah, right. How do we? Yeah, it's so weird. And then they put this weird open pipe in its place. Like, this doesn't stop emissions.
I mean, thanks, but come on.
That's terrible. It sounds better. No. Goes faster. No. Doesn't
weird.
Stop.
Seems to free something up, but
so
it's a shame.
my brother-in-law just had his stolen from like the front of their house.
Really?
He had his Prius parked out there. Yeah.
Really?
And they jacked it up, cut it off. So he went to start his car in the morning. It's a Prius. But he went to start it. It was like, bah, 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 bah. It popped so loud. It was so funny. And then I had another friend in Minneapolis who had his stolen too.
No
way. Like the same week. It was like within a couple
really?
Of days.
That's
had it.
Bizarre.
So I have heard that Priuses have larger ones for whatever reason. Even though they're like 1.3 liters or 1.4 liters or something. But
did you know they actually, now a lot of places require you to show ID and they document it when you turn them in for salvage.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You have to like document all that and everything and prove that you own the car and whatever. And
so that was in place. This is like, this just happened. This is an article as of June 30th of this year.
Okay.
This is very recent. So I'll read the headline. Multi-million dollar catalytic converter theft ring operated out of Philadelphia towing business. So
whoa.
The TDI Towing, which
that's unfortunate.
Yep. TDI Towing. So they're a Philadelphia based towing company. So they're the case isn't like finalized or whatever, but they're accused of running an organized crime enterprise around illegal catalytic converters dating back to, I believe, to 2020. Allegedly, this is what they're supposedly have done. They've allegedly purchased $8.2 million worth of stolen catalytic converters from thieves known as the Cutters. Cool name.
That's pretty cool
name for a little thief ring. So they basically started during the, if I can't say this word, we'll beep it out, pandemic. I don't know if that's going to block us on YouTube. Started in
just
2020-ish. There was a large markup of these products, a limited supply chain and stuff like that.
Okay.
So they were basically teaming up with these thieves called the Cutters who would on the streets stealing catalytic converters. And then their deal was to buy them from them and then they would resell them at an 8% markup.
Wow.
So they made millions and millions of dollars on these catalytic converters.
So they were just selling them or were they like using them to say, oh, we can fix your car because we have this thing here? Or they were just selling them?
I don't believe they were like putting them onto cars.
Okay.
I think it was.
That seems like that could be the play.
I'm guessing it was the, that one. What is the.
I thought it would.
No, what's the thing? No something, no crime. No evidence, no crime. What's the saying? No body, no crime. Okay, that's a little different. Never mind. It came to me.
I was thinking it's not illegal unless you get caught. That's what I think.
Well, they got caught.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Legal.
Yeah. So there's actually 11 people in the case. A couple of employees.
That's it? Only 11?
Oh. They're charged with stealing, buying, and reselling over 25,000 stolen catalytic converters.
Wow.
That's a lot of.
That's a bunch.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah.
More than a few.
That's.
That'll do it.
I've cut exhaust, other pieces, not catalytic converters, but I've cut exhaust before. That doesn't take a short amount of time. That's a lot of. I wonder how many Sawzall blades they've gone through.
Yeah, right.
What's their overhead?
DeWalt is just like, we had a record year.
They have their jerseys called the Cutters.
Yeah.
The Cutters, and they got like DeWalt.
All the brands. It's like their race jerseys. That's hilarious.
That's their weird weekly productivity meetings. They're like going through. They're like, Jeff, your numbers are low. It's taking you on average 18.6 seconds.
You gotta follow
Bill's lead.
Well, dude, this is like big money, big numbers we're talking about. Like it isn't like I imagine the guys who stole my brother-in-law's like had like a floor jack and they like jacked it up, got under there, cut it, you know, took it out, whatever. Like it probably took a good 5-10 minutes, I would guess, which is a long time.
Cameras?
It was out of the angle.
Could it hear it though?
No.
I wonder if it triggered.
I don't know.
It had to be loud.
Yeah. Yeah. For a Sawzall.
It's not a quiet thing.
Yeah.
Just like.
But they also, it's, I don't know exactly what they used. I assume it was a Sawzall, but I have a exhaust cutter that's like a, it's like a chain.
Good point.
You know?
Yeah.
And you just like wrench it back
pretty
and forth.
Quick.
Yeah. You just under there.
You know, that makes a lot more sense though. I've seen a lot of people do it with Sawzalls. Like, I feel like I see a lot of videos of people like laying under with Sawzalls and you hear it. That makes sense to do. Not that we should get tips, but like, there's better tools.
If you're going to be stealing a converter, seriously, go to our TikTok shop. You can buy the best tool.
Yeah, our Amazon links.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyways, I thought that was pretty crazy. That's just like,
that's nuts.
So, Michael Williams is the guy. He's the alleged kingpin accused of paying the Cutters for their stolen converters. So it's like,
did the Cutters get caught?
I don't know. Yeah, it's because it's kind of like the guy who like made a deal with them who's right. in trouble. But I don't know if it's... Now, I would imagine like this is all very movie kind of cool where it's yeah. like the kingpin guy and then the, this gang, yeah. it's like the Cutters and they go cut the catalytic converters out. I would bet he was buying catalytic converters from anybody he could buy them from. Yeah. I don't know if it was like, yeah, me and the Cutters, we got a deal over here. You know, they bring me catalytic converters, I get them a few dollars. You know?
He like checks
I don't think it was... Yeah.
Like he's like, Pablo... With like precious metals, rhodium and platinum and stuff.
He sticks his finger in the end of the exhaust and like, yes, the Cutters work.
Yep, carbon. That's great.
The, what are you in for? I worked at the Cutters. Oh, cocaine? No, exhaust. Right,
dude, no. We need to do a skit, I think. We need to start doing skits and that would be a great one.
Just like Pablo, you know? I can wear the bald cap. It's still over there, like a chain. And it's just like chunks of metal. Like, and then bring one in.
I got another for you, boss.
Yeah. Pay the man. That's so funny.
That was probably so yeah, I don't all of that to say I don't think the Cutters were like a specific like
wasn't an exclusive jerseyed, partnership.
Yeah, right. I'm sure it was from anybody willing yeah. to sell them. They're buying an average of 175 converters a week. Like that's a big
wow.
That's a lot of
they're really moving.
It wasn't like a few here and there, you know, where yeah, it was yeah. like, yeah, we could sneak this one.
Like this was
the table
this was the thing they did.
This was
it,
the
was,
gig.
It wasn't like, ah, we get a couple a week kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Was,
right.
Wow. And they're a towing company?
Yeah.
That like that was their thing?
TDI towing, yeah.
Did they actually do like were they a towing company and then they started doing this? Or was that
that's
like
a good
all
question.
Arous?
I don't know if they were like pre established and then they just started to do this during that time because it made more sense. We could probably find that.
I was just curious if they have any Google reviews.
You know what's crazy, though? So they have a stat in here, and I don't know how true this is. I know this is true for the Prius, but they said the average cost of a stolen converter to replace it is between $1,000 and $3,500. Like $1,000 and $3,500. And I know the Prius one, they were quoted wow. like $1,500 or something to replace it. And I'm thinking, like, a downpipe only costs like $300, right? Depending on the
yeah.
car.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Like that was,
you got a free downpipe.
Yeah.
That's what I
mean.
Hearing.
Have you ever
steal
sold
your catalytic converter and go sell it?
Have you ever sold catalytic converter?
No.
Oh, I sold the ones. So the one out of my Porsche was.
You looking at their Google reviews?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm going
to
read
a few of those.
They
but
have
go first.
They're
do your
all
thing first.
One star. I'm trying to find.
It's a five star. It's like Billy.
The one,
Cutters.
The
it's
one,
like from the Cutters. It's
the
like,
one they buy catalytic converters and give decent prices.
It's probably an honest review, too. Or a troll, but
it's the only
how long
five star. That was
6 months ago. So this, I mean, this is like as of June that yeah. they've been caught and everything. So that might be an honest review. Yeah, give me
they
a pretty
were
good
just
price.
A regular tow company. Okay, we're reading these in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've sold. So when I had my Porsche, I still have it. I will always have it. When I sold the catalytic converter out of that, I had to go in and I think I drove in it and I was like, it's there. And they're like, where'd you get this from? And they took my ID and they scanned it in the system and everything. And then my Audi, when those came off, I moved with those. Those came off in the apartment. I moved to my house. They were sitting in the corner of my garage. I was going to throw them away many times. I never did. And then finally, I threw them in a marketplace and some dude paid me like $500 for them or something like that. Like they sell dang. For a lot. I don't really know why.
I should have kept mine.
Something's nice in there. But
I just gave it with the Audi. I just gave it to him.
That's nice though. I mean, if he wants to switch it back.
Because it's the whole complete thing. It yeah. was the from turbo to yeah. rear axle.
Yeah.
I just had that still. Yeah. So
I think my father-in-law gave me the one for the WRX too, because it's all decad and whatever. But yeah, they go for a lot, and like they're really expensive pieces for whatever is in them. But yeah, let's read. Okay,
it so is. Well, let me just because I had asked you this, and I didn't realize I already wrote it. Palladium. You know what they make out of palladium? Me either. Platinum and rhodium. I know what platinum is.
Yep.
That's about it.
What are the other two?
Also, hey, quick question.
Yeah.
Who decided that you just put a bunch of mesh of palladium, yeah. platinum, and like?
Well, I know the point is, right? It's supposed to chemically, as the exhaust goes through it, those metals react in certain ways and pull things out.
That's what they told you.
That's true. That's what Big Catalytic wants you to think.
Big Cat wants you to think.
Big Cat. Meow.
Yeah, like who?
It is very kinda, weird. It is very like, weird. And like, if you've ever
we're
looked at it.
Make your engine... You know what? You know who made catalytic converters? Big Oil. That's who did it. This episode is sponsored by BP. They made catalytic converters.
Not sponsored by Beefy.
That how to get non sponsored by Beefy. That's fine with me. Actually, though, if you don't sponsor us, we're happy to talk. They made catalytic converters because it makes engines run less efficient. They yep. lobbied with politicians to make it law in most states that you have to have catalytic converter and test it on a yearly basis because it makes your car less efficient. So it needs more. It needs more gas. It needs more oil. It's less efficient to run, so it costs more. AKA, they're padding their pockets for their business. Because you've seen the water run cars, right?
Yeah,
we've talked about those before.
We can't talk too much because we don't want to get disappeared. But
right, and we're obviously joking about all of this.
Obviously,
so this is just for fun.
1975 with the clean, what was it? Clean Air Act
mm-hmm.
required sponsored by all
who?
Cars.
Sponsored by who? Let's see. Let's look at receipts
who
here.
Who sponsored the Clean
yeah. who started
Air
that?
Act of 1975? It's the 1975. The band.
So, we got him. Let's go get him.
Is that why it's something like chocolate, whatever that song is?
I was just singing that in my head. That's so funny. Never gonna get it. Oh, never gonna get it. Oh.
I never connected that to that's them until like way after. Because I heard that song way before. They're like huge now. 1975
really?
Is like huge. Yeah. Like every band wants to be like them.
Oh.
Which they're great. Have you seen, very big side tangent. Have you seen the lead singer? He in their shows, what he does is he says, he's like, I'm going to start. He's like, we have this thing where like, I have some opinions about things. Not everybody has to agree with them, but I have opinions. And so this next song, I'm going to start telling you guys about some of the stuff I think. And our drummer knows, like he can start the song whenever he gets uncomfortable. So he can start going. And then he'll be like, all right, cool. So the thing is about women working. And then the guy also plays drums and they start.
That's awesome.
So he just starts like the most like offensive thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they start playing.
And they just cut it off. That's funny. I don't think we're going to actually find this information about who. That's my hypothesis though, guys. Head to Reddit. Figure it out for me. Do some rabbit holing.
Nixon. It was Richard Nixon.
Yeah, but who paid Nixon? That's what I want to know. Who's Nixon friends with? Look at his Facebook.
look at his recently liked. Yeah. Where were we going? Oh, the reviews. That's what I was going to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all over the place today. Okay, so the reviews for TDI Towing Inc. in Philly. The first one. Just so you all know, this company's been convicted of millions of dollars of theft in catalytic converters. Take advantage of their community. Put them out of business. Good for you.
Yep.
The next one 2 weeks ago. The people who gave these thieves a good review must be friends of theirs. Have a wonderful stay in prison, boys. the next one, I hope they got a good price for my catalytic converter. let's see. Part of the cat ring is you don't make enough money towing cars. Overpriced. LOL. Y'all are done when the state done with...
Wait. I don't want to finish that review.
Y'all are done when the state done with y'all. Only reason I'm here, you showed up on my news feed. Okay.
And local guide. He leaves a lot of those.
The next guy, 5 stars. Any trucks for sale? I see you guys might be getting put out of business, according to the news in PA.
Smart.
Give me a call.
There you go.
Thieves, they're going to jail for stealing my catalytic converter. And then this guy, 6 months ago. They buy catalytic converters, give decent prices. So a legitimate customer.
Yeah.
But yeah, then if we go back 2 years ago, using privilege to prey on their own community. Tow guys prey on poor, unsuspecting people, tow their cars, and charge insane fees. They took my car after an accident and tried to charge me thousands to get it out of their lot. Whoa! They had their cop buddies who showed up at my accident tell me they're real good guys. I should have known this when they put me in a bad position. I didn't have my guard up. Do not use this company for anything. So they've been known for other stuff. Makes a long story short, I was parked at Walmart, spelled Walmart with two L's, lot, and was... What? To make a long story short, was
this
parked
might be one of those invalid one-star reviews. Where it's like, this might have been a you problem.
At Walmart lot and was tow. So if you a truck driver, beware, do not leave car there and go on your route, even though THO it said truck friendly, they will tow your vehicle. But that was my fault. I should know better. Oh, that's a normal sentence.
They use this
company to tow my vehicle. First, they will force you to paid cash and tell you their credit card machine is out of service. My guess, taxes and revenue, R-E-V-E-N-E-W, might have something to do with that.
That is how it should be spelled, actually.
It is. Then we'll charge you for the day you get your car out, even if you get there when they open. While the main guy sits and count the big stash of cash, I can see why they make you paid cash. Very shady business. Stay away. Red flags everywhere.
Very shady.
Very shady.
Much sketchy.
While the main guy sits and count the big stash of cash.
Dude, they towed Gru's truck.
Gotcha, Gru. Steve, what'd they do to you?
That's so
positive,
funny.
Though. Here's a good one from a year ago. Positive. Professionalism. Gave me a great deal on a tow I desperately, desperately needed. Highly recommend. Service, car towing.
I thought that was good.
Is polite and helpful most people ever. 5-star review from 10 months ago. Is polite and helpful most people ever. So they hired AI to write reviews. Yeah.
Something tells
Let's
me.
Let's just
that.
Say this. Never again. Yeah. This is entertaining, guys. Definitely go check out their reviews.
It's a lot of fun to read Google reviews.
It's so
I don't leave a ton of them.
Or Amazon reviews. Did you see
Amazon reviews are
after
great.
That sub? So like this is a great part about internet culture. The reviews on
Ocean
the controller.
Gate? Yeah, because it was like a Logitech.
Yeah. And so did you see like all the people commenting on it? Like they'd write reviews, they're like, it worked pretty good, but then like the batteries died and I couldn't get my sub back to I'm like, yeah.
Yikes. That's a vehicle. We could talk about I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That's been done. I don't know. I don't know what to talk about.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, that's, this is permanently closed now, too.
Good.
So.
TDI
Girl Scouts. Yeah, no, the submarine thing is crazy. I also don't, so like two parts, this is all, I don't know much about it, and I feel terrible for like families of the people who died in that. That's really
it sucks.
It's really bad.
It sucks. But it still sucks. But
you should have got it. Right, I mean, the guy, MacGyver,
like you can feel bad and also like you can have sympathy, right? It's terrible.
Right.
We're not, you know, using that to
Like there was a lot
we
of people
to talk about this. Okay,
like there was a lot of people who were like, "Yeah, good, bunch of billionaires dead, blah blah."
No,
and
that's
it's like,
terrible.
Like, stop doing that. That's not it. But the dude like MacGyvered a submarine, and then
impressive,
yeah, and then like. Like, we don't have a healthy enough fear of the ocean, I don't think. Because, like, and I also don't know why. Like, everybody's all excited about, like, go to space, let's go to the moon, let's go to this. Like, we haven't explored most of our planet.
Dude,
so, like,
okay.
We should probably look there.
Rainforest and ocean alone, like, there's stuff we don't, so much.
Yeah.
So much we don't know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, where the, and just, like, the amount of pressure and
so
everything.
So many people
want
to, like, be like, we need to go to Mars. They haven't even gone and met their neighbor across the street. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, slow your roll.
Yeah, populate Mars.
Start at home, you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's so weird. But like, also, like, if, like, probably just leave the Titanic now, right?
It's like, fine, yeah.
It's,
yeah. They made a whole movie. Several, actually.
Like, we don't need to go see it.
Like, did you know? Here, I have some facts. Okay, so that was like the 100th or 101st trip of that submarine.
Oh.
So you should have known that was probably a wrong comment, right? Because it's like, well, it's gone down there 100 times.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Imagine being the 99th. And you're like, yeah,
did you see
good.
The YouTubers who went in and they videotaped the whole thing and they posted it afterwards? And they were
really?
Like, dude, apparently Mr. Beast was supposed to be in this trip.
What?
He was invited to. And he's like, I'm not doing that. And then
wow.
This all happened.
Smart.
Yeah.
Go,
crazy.
You go Jimmy. But also,
Jimmy. He's awesome.
Yeah, cool person. Yeah. I would love to have him on.
I
don't think
do
we can make that happen, but
yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. I think we have literally the reach. Oh, if to get the most popular person on YouTube ever.
You go. When not if. No, that'd be, I bet he's done some cool, like, random car stuff. So it'd be really fun if we could do some. I'd be like, here's the thing. It can be on your channel. I don't have to be in the video at all. Don't have to at all.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
just want to be around. Like,
I
want to
be in the video.
Yeah. I mean, who are there?
If we're there,
let's have a co-op show. It'll be him and Rogan.
He's like, could you just wear this? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just the middle. He's like, hey guys, I'm going to. We're like, this is.
Yeah, real quick. I'm just going to. Can't read the shirt.
Lint rolling.
You're just in the back.
I'm just slowly trying to get in the camera.
No, that would be awesome, though. Seems like a really cool person.
Yeah, he does seem cool. Yeah. Anyway, you were starting to talk about some facts of it.
They did over 100 trips in that submarine. And then, is it James Cameron? I was taking that sentence still because I was trying to remember the director's name. Who directed the Titanic? Was it James
Cameron? I think
Cameron?
So,
yes. That's a director's name, right?
Yep.
He did, like, I lost the number. He did a lot of trips down
really?
To the submarine, not in that,
right?
But
just
in
general,
in making the Titanic, did like a bunch of submarine trips down there. So I was like, that's dedication
yeah.
to the craft. Yeah. It's also a movie. The ocean. You know what I mean?
Terrifying.
There's pictures.
Yeah. We get it.
Just need to go down there. Yeah. Or not.
You see a shipwreck.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's like that.
Find a violin.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't
if
know.
You, out of 10, what's your desire to get in a submarine? Regardless of what has happened. But like to be like, I want to like go down and see the Titanic for myself.
Pretty low.
Negative 100.
Yeah. Well, here's one though.
Pay me $250,000 to go do that.
Would you rather go in a sub? Let's take the Titanic out of it.
Okay.
But just like go in a sub down super deep in the water. That's a dumb sentence.
100 feet?
Real, real deep.
Like knots.
Would,
knots
like, would
deep.
You rather do that or would you rather be like in space?
Oh, dude.
They're equally terrifying.
I know.
Both kill you.
Yeah, ocean's this way, space is that way.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like negative pressure and
I
stuff.
I think, although Star Wars confused me because like Leia went into space and she just froze.
Hey, that's not real.
They said it was actually pretty accurate. They said how they rendered it was pretty accurate. I'm like, oh. How you know?
But yeah, yeah, right?
But yeah,
also,
I don't know.
Is space even real? We can keep going.
Do you know there's... That we're going to get stuck. Okay, so anyway, car
like,
stuff.
That looks eerily familiar. It's the flat sign. Just keep going.
So anyway, we need to diagnose what's going on with your Subaru.
Yeah.
So we should check that out.
We should go look at that.
Yeah, I hope that's nothing bad. A little time for STI swamp.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Needs to tune so that the engine broke. Stops knocking. Yeah, until I shoot a rod through the block. It's funny, though. It is funny owning a Subaru.
Yeah.
Partially because of all the memes that people send you. Yeah. Yeah. We'll not talk about. If you own a Subaru, you know. But
if you know, you know. A lot of crime.
Like looking for parts.
Yeah.
And just seeing how many blown engine ones of the same car that you have are out there.
Yep. It's very alarming. Are you in any groups yet?
No.
That's alarming too.
I bet.
It's like, hey, I did this and this happened. And you're like,
yeah.
What?
I've just seen so many holes in blocks.
Oh, yeah. Like actual windows. Like,
oh, wait, what? Oh, yeah. Well, I've made one in a Subaru before. My first Subaru.
That's right.
I blew a massive hole in the block.
Well, so then does this sound a little bit like yours sounded? Or was it a completely different thing?
It was a little more violent. Very more violent. But the problem
that
with that
like
one
oil
was.
Oil starvation thing, right?
Yeah. I didn't fill it with oil. Because it ate a quart a day or whatever. It was a lot of oil. Jeez. It vaped hard. You remember? It was like a whole cloud behind me. Like, this is fine. It's $300. It's fine.
It was $300?
It was a whole car for $385. Yeah.
It's not bad. Didn't you get it out of somebody's field?
Yep. Yeah, we had to tow it out because the brakes were seized.
That's awesome.
And jump it with the truck. And then we had to let it sit there and idle.
Did you do new brakes or did you just let the brakes wear out?
They were fine. They were fine. Just fine.
Oh, the terrible thing.
Also, on the way home, it was out of gas. Like, they had to like siphon some into it to sell it to me so I could drive it away from there.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it didn't have a battery or if the battery was just that dead, but I couldn't turn it off. And I had to fill up with gas on the way. So I had to like roll into this. It was like out in the country. So they're like, oh, that's normal. Yeah. That's how half people out there fill up gas, anyways.
Yeah.
But just rolled in with it running and like, like filled it up while it's running and then got out of there. It was pretty funny.
That's like
that
a
fun car.
It's a pretty regular like diesel thing because diesel doesn't ignite like gasoline does. It has a much higher like
diesel
flash point.
Diesel confuses me a lot.
It's very weird. Like it doesn't, just the whole, I understand how it works. I understand like logically how it works, but the fact that it doesn't need spark plugs and it just compresses stuff enough that it explodes, just, it's like, okay, that's what fake. Am I going to just like take a handful of diesel just.
Yeah, that's got to be fake though, right?
Yeah. It's some
so much of that is that the same catalytic converter
people
are probably
making diesel
engines. I don't
know how it's tied, but Antarctica
engines.
And TDI engines are the same thing somehow.
Yeah, right.
Antarctica's weird, dude. Do you know there's pyramids there?
There's what?
There's pyramids in Antarctica.
Yeah, did you know that like all of the governments in the world have a pact that nobody's allowed to do anything with Antarctica?
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed to explore. Nobody's allowed to like the next world war supposedly is going to start when somebody touches Antarctica.
Yeah.
Like if that happens, then like that's when everything starts. What are they hiding?
Do you know apparently when they dig down in Antarctica, they find like evidence of jungle?
Yeah.
It's like, what now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe actually shared a really cool, this is a completely different podcast, but a whole theory.
This is about cars anymore.
Yeah, the whole thing. Anyway, speaking of the earth is flat because flat engines.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, flat earth was going to be a license plate I was thinking about for customizing mine.
That's pretty cool.
But I was like, the percentage of people that will get it versus just think I don't know what I'm, you know, don't know how to tie my shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Are going to be going to be tough.
Don't know. Pokemon?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sure.
But anyway.
What were you going to say? Chloe shared something?
Oh, it's way too long of a rabbit hole. It's literally what we talked about the entire way here was a theory about that stuff. But Yeah.
That's super interesting. Super interesting to think about what we don't know.
Yeah.
Because like our history only goes so far. Yeah. And like the, was it the Library of Alexandria that was burned by the Romans? Was it?
Oh my God.
That was like so many records and so many so much history. Guy. True. Good point.
What I want to know is before the last thing that happened and civilization was reset, I want to know what their automotive was like back then.
Yeah, they had cars.
Think so?
It's possible. Oh, the Younger Dryas impact theory? Is that what we're talking about?
Perhaps.
All we need is a red curtain.
So anyway,
some marijuana, and this will be the Joe Rogan Experience really quick.
So if you guys have some cool car stories, check out Third Pro Podcast Crew on Facebook. We're gonna post, we'll ask you guys what your favorite detailing stuff is. Go post it there though. We'd love to see like what you guys are using. We'll put together our list of stuff that we prefer, and then yeah, maybe we can get some like group code too if everybody likes like chemical guides or something. I'm sure we could approach them and
get some discount code or something. Yeah,
just to get everybody to get some nice stuff for the
summer. We could probably pretty easily just do affiliate links and stuff like that. Yeah. Right. I think that gives you discounts.
Yeah. Yeah, something. I want everybody to be on the same page for like, especially if somebody knows some secret thing that they use that like, oh, like for this whole like spray on while wet and dry thing. Mm-hmm. Like if I'd have known about that, I wouldn't have been messing with anything else. Like I wouldn't have been wasting my time with Quick Detailer and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. It's been awesome. But yeah, check out the page. Super appreciate it. I know we just saw, can't think of the guy's name, but he's got the cool... Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. I can't think of his name.
What's
the
car?
The old truck with the modern engine and everything in it. He did the salt flat stuff. Casey, thank you. I know he posted he was doing some like, they had some strip set up and they were doing mm-hmm. drag races for some stuff. And I think his wife came home with a trophy from something. Yep. And so it's pretty cool. It's neat to see what everybody's doing on there. I know there's been a lot of other events happening. So yeah, definitely share. Post your ride there if you guys are new. Everybody wants to hear everything about it. But yeah, thank you guys for following along and we'll catch you next week. Thank you for riding with us on this crazy tangent of an episode.
This was fun. Peace. Thanks for hanging, guys. Peace.